The primary lesson in Tazria Metzaira, which discusses Taras, which is caused mostly because of the sin of Lashon Hara, teaches us the powerful lesson of utilizing the power of speech in the best possible way. Many people who believe that they keep Torah and mitzvahs are in a tremendous sakana, and they don't even realize that they're in this sakana. You know, as the Chafetz Chaim, you know, he innovated many people in that generation, and until it became very much part of the awareness, Baruch Hashem, of our generation, is that most had this impression that the idea of speaking good and not speaking Lashon Hara was more of a midah taiva to have, or it's a midah ra, a not nice midah if you speak Lashon Hara, but not that it's an actual sin, like eating chazer, or like any other aveira, and in many cases even worse. And this is something that we need to put into our consciousness, and even now it's hard, because we don't equate Lashon Hara with other sins, for the most part. And the idea being here, though, is that God gave us a tremendous, tremendous gift. The gift of speech. Speech that comes from the intellect and the seichel. And the Gemara says, Kala mesapa lashon hara negoim ba'an malav, which is the Gemara Erech and Daf Tesavav Amabez. But it's not just the Burim of Genai, you know, when you speak negative on to other people. But even when we talk Dvarim B'Telem for no purpose whatsoever, it's also misusing the power of speech. It used to be there was Nevuah in the world. And the way Hashem spoke to us was to tell us, you have such a gift, a Koyach HaDibur, and you don't know how to use it properly. So when a person had Tzaras, the Eitzah is Boda Teshev, Lichutz Lamachanem Oshavecha. There you have no one to talk to. You'll live with yourself, you're alone. And then you could list, contemplate and think of what the Koyach HaDibur is and how to use the Koyach HaDibur properly. It gives you a cheshbon and nefesh and know how to go about it. The Rambam teaches us about using the dibur. It says, La'olam yarbe adam b'shtika. This is something Rav Avigdor Miller used to point out a lot. The Rambam doesn't say that if a person needs to speak, he could speak, but you should be memayit b'dibur. But he says, La'harbois b'shtika. And it says, only speak wisdom or things you need for your bodily needs. Other than that, to be quiet is better. Even don't go overboard with speaking. And the Rambam even says, goes further and says that even Divrei Torah and Divrei Chachma, his dvarim should be me'atim. His maisim should be meruba midiburav. Because if you have many words and you don't practice things, then that is foolishness. You see, by tzadikim, they are omer ma'at. They say a little, vasei harbe, and they do a lot, as opposed to Ephraim, when he talked a lot, and then he asked for 400 shekel. So Shleimus Adibor is when you use it very intelligently, with every word is weighed, is measured, and is helpful, and it lights, and it brings a beauty to your soul as it expresses itself. Now, in some situations, for example, when you want to be mechazik a friend that's down or depressed, or you just want to show your ahava to him, make him comfortable, and you're marba b'dibur, and you talk to him about different things that may seem mundane, but just to make him feel comfortable, and that's your kavana, and that's your tayeles, then it's a beautiful thing. There, Riboy Dibur is mamish, a mitzvah, a tremendous mitzvah. But it always has to be with a thought, with a contemplation of understanding that you're gifted with this special matana of speech, and to use it wisely. The Gemara always used to quote the pasuk Kehelas that says, "Al tevaya lapicha v'lipcha al yamar loitzi davar lifnei alikim." Don't rush with your mouth, and your heart shouldn't be quick to speak in front of Hashem. Ki alikim b'shamayim va'ata la'aretz, because God is above in heaven, you are down here below, and He's watching you. Al kein yir devarecha ma'atim. Therefore, your words should be few, because Hashem is watching you, and He's listening to you. He is listening to your words, to what you're saying. Of course, He knows your thoughts too, but He's very much focused on what you are saying and how you say it. Al kein yir devarecha ma'atim, because you need to have responsibility. You have to be very careful with what you say, because it's God's gift to you to be used the right way. If you're fortunate enough to be in front of a tremendous tzaddik, if you were in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, or Rav Shach, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, or anyone who you feel is a tremendous gadol and you're in front of them, you would weigh your words carefully. You would speak, but you would weigh your words carefully. Certainly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elikim Bashamayim is watching you. And therefore you have to be careful how you speak. Now in general, he said a side point, Rav Igdal Miller, on, it's not a side point, it's a real point, is not to criticize groups of tzibur. That's a tremendous chait. And we need to work on that. We see certain communities that with things we don't like, and we criticize them. And one has to ask themselves, if there is a practical ta'eles to it, by going straight to someone that's a manig and express a particular problem that you're seeing and how to correct it, bepoyel, that's one thing. But 98% of us, when we are upset about something we see in our community or in a different section of a community, usually, if you ask yourself honestly, after everything is said and done, and after I let off the quote-unquote some steam, what's gonna be gained from this? Is there any ta'elus that's coming out from this? And usually the answer is no, and very often it's even counterproductive. So if it could be used in a way where it's l'ta'elus, that's one thing. But to speak chestamazai in the negative aspects is unhealthy. If you want to spread awareness of what healthy is, that's one thing. But the idea, though, overall, is to always to be malamed tzchus, to always see the good in various communities, the chasadim that they do, and the toivos that they do, and to bring out the best points of them, because this is what Hashem wants. He wants us to see the good in everyone. Now, if the Klal Yisrael needs a tikkun, then we need a tikkun. But it always starts with ourselves. We need to work on ourselves first. Part of being careful with your speech is having emunah that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He's watching everything. Like we said, Elikim b'shamayim v'ata la'aretz, and He is watching you. It gives a certain strength in your emunah when you're careful with your words, when you're acknowledging as you're saying these words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to you and listening to your words. And when you are quiet because you realize right now I am not saying something, and you're doing that purposefully, that's an umnis. That is an umnis. Yasa atzmi ke'ilim. So quietness, shtika, used the right way. We're not talking about someone that's overly shy or an introvert or has difficulty speaking. But the idea being is that it is a craft to know when to be quiet, how to be quiet, and then when you speak, how to speak. And it carries a lot of weight when someone who's generally quiet and then speaks, and it's well thought out. Ma umnusai shal adam ba'olam hazeh. What is the umnus of a person in this world? What is his craft? Yasatz mekeilim. That's what it means. La'olam yarbe b'shtika. It's an intentional act. Now, of course, one has to be very, very careful not to take that to an extreme to hurt people. You're not quiet to stonewall. You're not quiet to when you are married, for example, and your wife really needs you to talk to her about what happened during the day and to have communication. There, shtika is not warranted. There, you have to share with warmth and love and interest about your day and about everything that's going on with you, and to express that to your wife so that she shouldn't feel alone and that she should feel that you're important to her and that it's important to you to share your life with her. So as long as it's devoid and removed of any lashon hara or rechilas or anything like that, so there is in many, many situations a mitzvah to actually talk, not just about Torah, but about having these healthy, normal conversations, wife to husband, husband to wife. In those cases, the shtika is not healthy if that's going to lead the impression, he's upset at me, she's ignoring me, then adarabba, then you speak. You speak to avoid any of that type of misunderstanding and to make it very clear that we want to talk to each other, and we want to communicate with each other, and we love each other. Then it is healthy to speak, not just in divrei Torah, but in practical, normal, healthy ways. That is mutter, and when it's mutter, it's mamash a mitzvah, because here the purpose is to create a love between a husband and a wife. On the other hand, if one's in a bad mood or upset or angry or whatever it is, and they need to process things, they first need to do that internally. And if they know if they speak, they will be hurtful, then he needs to be an Elaim. Then he needs to be quiet. We said this once before, just going to end off with this tremendous yesod that I believe I saw once in the Sfas Emes, but it's in many other places, that you bring two tziparim, the one, a bird you slaughter, and then a bird that you send away. And the Sfas Emes in one place says that the slaughtered bird is a simin to be mechaper on the lashon hara that you did say. And the live bird that you set free is to be mechaper on the lashon toiv that you could have said during that time that you said that lashon hara. At the time that you said that lashon hara, so it's not only being accountable that you said that negative thing that you said, but because you could have said something productive and life-giving in that moment that you spoke lashon hara. That is really the emphasis that sometimes we lose focus on. So, for example, We focus a lot on, let's say, in between a husband and a wife, the Hilchas Nida and the Harchakais. And those are extremely important halachas. That's Taras HaMishpacha. That's what kept the Kedushas Yisrael going for generations, thousands and thousands of years, the Taras HaMishpacha. And the Harchakais of knowing you have to stay away, no physical contact, and all of that. But what people fail to realize often is because it's very strict laws and there's serious ramifications there, but you forget the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to get close when that nida period is over, like it's a new chuppah, like Rav Meir says. Not only that all those things that are prohibited during the time of the nida period is something that is preferable and commendable, needs to happen, these loving gestures, when she's not Anita anymore. Same thing over here. The one big lesson in these parshas are not just to understand the negative effects of Lashon Hara, the devastating effects of Lashon Hara, but to become aware of the power and the beauty of what you can build with Lashon Tov, with speaking good, the opposite of Lashon Hara, how much you could accomplish, that libert. What's held back when you don't say a nice word, that you could have given a life-giving kayach to another person by these encouraging, beautiful words. Have a wonderful Shabbos.